down among Brazilians. Coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, with that song from The Voice. Not the Christina Aguilera show. The Voice. We have Coffee with the Mayor with Kurt Dykstra. And as is his holiday tradition,
yes,
the mayor brings his daughter with us.
Yes, Emma. Emma the younger is here.
So. Younger, but let's put it this way. She is going before our eyes, sir.
I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
But the problem is, do you have to worry about the suitors yet?
Well, yes, but, you know, I keep I rule with an iron fist at home.
Mm.
So I wish were the case.
Emma, welcome aboard. Thank you. By the way, you know, I ruled with an iron fist for a while, but I got word over the week that I got to take care of a wedding.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
My son popped the question, so.
All right, so we've got a new contest, ladies and gentlemen. There's no prize. We just ask for donations for Gary Stevens.
Well, let's put it this way. They're going to be a little surprised come this particular festivities, because I think I'm just going to say, okay, I will provide the mixers. I will provide the Coca-Cola and the 7-Up and all that. But if you want stronger spirits,
on your own.
You're on your own.
How old is your daughter?
No, it's the son.
Oh, son, I'm sorry.
Hate to say it, John turned 23.
Wow. Look at that.
A couple of years younger than I was when I got married.
Well, yeah, Leah and I got married very, very young, too. We had our 20th wedding anniversary this summer.
Congratulations.
So, we look at our wedding pictures and we think, what in the world? How is that possible? And what were our parents thinking? Of course, they didn't have much to say about it at that point because we were adults at the point, but we look at the pictures and say, oh, mackerel. And there's no way, Emma, that you will follow suit that way.
Well, when the time is right, Emma. When the time is right and the guy is right and respects you as a person. Right.
And Dad says it's okay.
Well,
Gary.
Okay, yes. I'll
come on, work with me, buddy. I'll back you up
on that. Okay, let's talk a little seriously at 8:39. It's Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC. And it is a festive time for the city of Holland. Parade of Lights on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yes.
We have Coffee with the Mayor, but then the Christmas festivities with the mayor, which has been a tradition.
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that this year. Unfortunately, schedules are a little nasty.
It's all compressed season,
and I have to be out of town the typical weekend that we do that event. But you're right, this coming Tuesday's Parade of Lights, this coming Friday is the Sinterklaas event, which is always a very fun one, and it's interesting. We usually have them within a week of one another, and now we have them within, 4 days of one another. So both are very fun, both add to the festive spirit. There's the Kerst Market down in the Farmer's Market area, which is kind of a nifty thing. Leah and I were in New York last weekend, as you know, and walking through Bryant Park, they have all these wonderful little temporary kiosk kinds of things, and the ice skating rink, and just a tremendously festive atmosphere near the New York Public Library main branch. And that sort of is, I think, what we're trying to accomplish, a European sort of outdoor market, and it goes over well, and it's a lot of fun. It's part of the tradition around here.
This point I brought up in the show yesterday, and I know in your particular case, Kurt Dykstra, it really doesn't fall under your purveyance. But it's something more that Daryl Bartlett has been doing at the Holland Rescue Mission.
Right.
He sees people that are homeless, maybe having a little sign saying we'll work for food and all that. And instead of just passing by or maybe just throwing a dollar, he'll pick them up and take them to the Holland Rescue Mission. And I sort of compared that to a couple of communities in the Grand Rapids area that have been dealing with panhandling situations where Holland, it's not here. There, they have those issues. It's something you guys have to deal with and have dealt with in the past.
Yeah, you know, we do see a bit of it, but you're right. Daryl Bartlett and really the whole rescue mission, does an outstanding job, you know, just an exemplary job. And we saw an example of this very visibly on Wednesday evening of this week when we had the rescue mission using about 300-plus volunteers to serve about 1,400 people. And you didn't have to just basically show up or sign up and appear. But what a tremendous community event at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Everyone sits, eats in one sitting, and we get volunteers from all, you know, people from various churches and just different community members. But also we get, on the busiest night of the year in the restaurant business, we get people from the Gilmore Collection. We get people from other restaurants in town volunteering their time to be the pros, if you will, for helping us all serve the food, because some of us are just, you know, not that professional in those areas.
Yeah, I made sure I'm not one of those.
My dad.
Yeah, and our kids come along. Mm-hmm. And it's really part of our own family tradition now to be on that that place on that evening. So it's a great thing.
I'm blessed to have a professional prepare food for me on a regular basis.
Indeed.
The thing is, though, that is a sticky issue because, to a certain extent, yes, you have freedom of speech. That's what the ACLU does. But yet, you know, people in this atmosphere of mind your own business type, they don't want to be bothered. And they feel uncomfortable by these signs.
Well, and I think there's also the fact that are you sure you know what the money's going for and what's the story behind it is part of the problem. So, you know, if you talk with the Daryl Bartletts or the folks at Community Action House or other agencies, you know, Mel Trotter in Grand Rapids, they will encourage that, you know, you redirect these folks to places like that where you know that the food money's going to go to warm meals, shelter, and those kinds of things, as opposed to simply, you know, giving them some money and you never know exactly what's going to happen there.
And it makes these people accountable.
Well,
to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, it does, and you as a donor then have the knowledge that you know where the money is going and what it's going for, because you can take good confidence in Mel Trotter, Rescue Mission, whatever it is.
We're talking with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra. It's Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 844 is our time, 26 degrees in Holland. Some serious matters we are discussing about. Not just the panhandling situation, but also the latest involving the Holland BPW power plant. And more offers of just compensation have been approved by that board. And I know, again, you're not directly involved as, but yet to a certain extent it is, because it is a municipal utility.
Right, and we do, the council does have to approve those sales as well. So, I think things are overall going quite well. Now on Wednesday, you know, a gentleman called in when I was here with Juke and sort of took a different tact on it. But what I would say again is that, you know, we hired folks to do the appraisals, and the amount that the property owners receive up there is at least 125% of the appraisal amount. So, you know, paying for moving costs. And I mean, we understand it is a major inconvenience and a major disruption for people who are affected for the greater community good. And therefore, we want to go above and beyond what really is even required under the state constitution. But, you know, I think things are going well in my conversations with the BPW folks, that things are moving along. And this is one piece of many, many different pieces of the air permit, pieces of the design of the new plant and grounds. So they feel comfortable that they're right on track for where we need to be to open up in 2016.
How much of it, just your gut feeling, Kurt, is about the NIMBY, not in my backyard type attitude?
You know, I don't know that that's it so much. Honestly, I think that, you know, this is, I believe, the right spot for it, given all the various factors that have to take in place. But, you know, it's very disruptive to a particular neighborhood. Now, you know, if this was something we're, you know, placing smack dab in the middle of, let's say, you know, 18th Street between Columbia and Central, you know, that I think we'd have much more NIMBYism in that sort of situation, and justifiably so. Here, this is in many ways a little area in the neighborhood that is mostly actually in Holland Township, not even in the Holland city of Holland, that, you know, most people don't ever drive back in because it's tucked away and not, you know, sort of dead-ended back in there. And so I don't know that so much of it's NIMBYism as opposed to just, hey, we, you know, as most people, we liked living in this place, in this neighborhood, and now it's changing. And you know, change is not easy, to be sure. But we've seen it, you know, things that exist today are certainly not the way they've always been. And, you know, you think back, what, 25, 30 years ago, where Freedom Village is, was a very different neighborhood kind of feeling. And, you know, you go back 100 years or 50 years, I'm sure some of your listeners are saying, yeah, I remember what, you know, what this area, this some particular neighborhood was like in the 1950s, and boy, that's changed dramatically. So, you know, you hopefully just try to make the best decisions that you can for that particular time, understanding that the only thing constant in life is change, right?
You got that right. Mayor Kurt Dykstra, we are done with this particular one. Right. Emma, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
And
so we'll get back to our Black Friday shopping, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
As I said, I have friends that do the camp out to stuff.
Yes. So. No, we stopped at one store on the way here. We're not crazy about, you know, we get up at 3 in the morning and be there by...
I wanted to. My dad wouldn't take me.
There's that.
With the iron fist.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Gary. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Kurt and Emma, thank you very much. That is Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Mm-hmm.